on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1973.
Where were you in May of 1973? And what was going on in the greater Half Moon Bay area? We'll check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Montara woman hurt in Devil Slide crash. A Montara woman suffered serious head injuries when she missed a turn and her car plunged over a 300-foot cliff at Devil Slide. The battered car came to a rest on the sands of Nudie Beach. Noise elements near airport block housing. In an effort to stop noise pollution from bothering future residents, a new government committee has refused to grant permission for homes to be built near Half Moon Bay Airport. Sewer problem on the coastside under study. Coastside sewer agencies at Half Moon Bay, El Granada, and Montara were the focus of attention at a recent meeting of the State Water Quality Control Board. The agency singled out sewage problems in the San Mateo County coastside. In a related story, the city of Half Moon Bay has awarded $39,000 to repair the city's often broken sewer outfall line in the surf zone. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Has anyone ever thought about movies made along the coast? Here's a recap and some that you may know of. How about when they filmed Harold and Maude back in 1971? Or The Right Stuff in 1983. Do you remember Bicentennial Man in 1999? Was filmed down here at Martin's Beach. And many of us remember the filming of Chasing Mavericks in 2012. In fact, that one was one that one of my servers was able to rent out their house so they could do much of the filming in the neighborhood, since it looked like surfer Jay Moriarty's famous surfing neighborhood. And let's not forget Birdemic, the worst movie ever made, which resulted in a craze of fans. The director, James Nugent, came often to my pub and had scenes filmed here with birds attacking the double-decker bus. It was really crazy. I even had a cameo in that picture. We plan to have a crazy movie night to show it again soon down at the pub, so I'll keep you posted. But until then, keep calm and film on. 1973, inflation has had a significant impact on people's lives around the world. In the United States, it's running at over 6%. This causes problems in every aspect of people's lives, from the price of gas, food, and bills, which in turn causes a higher wage, and spiral continues on and on. Much of the problem is caused by Arab members of OPEC restricting the flow of oil to countries supporting Israel. What is the cost of living in 1973? With an average income of $13,000, it will cost you $32,500 for a new house, or rent one for $175 a month. A new car is $2,900, and gas to run it is 40 cents a gallon. Or for 45 cents, buy a dozen eggs or a TV dinner for 36 cents. In the famous Roe v. Wade case, the Supreme Court rules abortion is a constitutional right. U.S. troops withdraw from Vietnam, and the Vietnam War ends. The World Trade Center in New York becomes the tallest building in the world. In popular culture, Elvis Presley Aloha from Hawaii television special is seen around the world by more than 1 billion viewers. Popular films include Live and Let Die, Jesus Christ Superstar, and The Sting. On the music scene, this pop rock group formed in Los Angeles in 1969 and have been at the top 40 favorites ever since. Here's Three Dog Night with the solid gold hit, Shambhala.
Oh,
She was born in Australia and made her singing career in the United States of America. Here's Helen Reddy with the number one gold hit, Delta Dawn.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he wasn't meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky? She's 41 and her daddy still calls her baby.
Until next time in another year, this is Cameron Palmer for The Time Machine on KHMB. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.